France was one of the founders of the European Union. Yet in the latest opinion poll, 53% of French voters say they will likely oppose the European Constitution. It's a document meant to guide European political and economic integration. A national referendum is set for later this month in France. The measure must be ratified by all 25 EU members to go into force. As Eleanor Beardsley reports, some say France may be about to torpedo its own future.
It wasn't supposed to happen this way. 6 months ago, there seemed little doubt that a referendum on Europe's constitution would be approved by the French. But that was before President Jacques Chirac's government started its reform programs. In February and March, tens of thousands of workers demonstrated across France against the government's plans to trim benefits, lengthen the 35-hour working week, and privatize state companies. It wasn't long before the referendum on the EU Constitution began to morph into a plebiscite on Chirac and his government. Concerns about competition from Eastern European workers and the possible admission of Turkey to the EU also came to the fore. French parliamentarian Axel Poniatowski says the no camp has grown so quickly because it has become a repository for everyone with a gripe about anything at all.
Some of them don't like Chirac. Some of them are jobless and, you know, and they cannot be happy. Some of them think that the French will lose their identity. Some of them are strongly against Turkey.
After keeping a low profile on the issue, Chirac finally threw himself into the fray last month by holding a nationally televised town hall meeting with a hand-selected group of French youth. He explained why the French had to vote oui on May 29th.
I don't want to dramatize, but the first consequence will be that European construction comes to a halt, and you'll be left with 24 countries who voted yes and the black sheep who blocked everything.
But Chirac's so-called infomercial was a flop, only highlighting the aging president's inability to connect with the country and especially its youth. So next, the French government trotted out film star Gérard Depardieu to try to sell the treaty to a skeptical public. Depardieu quoted a pro-European text by Victor Hugo, then told reporters how he planned to vote.
Vous l'avez entendu. Moi, je dis oui.
But the government's offensive doesn't seem to be working. Five successive opinion polls have put the no camp in the lead. Both the oui and non campaigns are now at full throttle. Politicians are attacking each other and the country is divided. Nicole Baccarin, a researcher at Paris's Sciences Po University, says each side has its own vision of France's future.
One side, which would be more optimistic, more entrepreneurial, more open, and then another side of the country that is kind of worried and scared and sees the outside world more as a threat.
Chirac insists the Constitution offers a European social model that's an alternative to America's hire-and-fire culture. His opponents say the Constitution would encourage that kind of cutthroat capitalism. Many French people say they still don't understand what the Constitution is all about. Undecided voter Michel Dujat echoes a common worry.
What scares me is the influx of foreign workers who will come to France and take work from French people. And I'm especially worried about this for my children and grandchildren.
Some are predicting dire consequences for Europe and France if the Constitution is rejected. The French foreign minister has warned there is no plan B. With 8 days to go, Europe is holding its breath to see if the French will vote no to punish Chirac or put aside their fears and vote yes to a new future for Europe. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.